in the face of which, where are we? So in this light, can we see what the election of Barack has meant for the widening of our agency as humans trapped under class? Despite the fact that the office of the U.S. president, while not ceremonial, is certainly constricted, exists within a tight coil of pressure called the global order, the world system, that is ever striving toward an illusory supremacy. The role of head of state serves as a lightning rod, a punching bag, a booster, a buffer, and a deflector. It is a part played in the theater of the mad. And all who sit in its seats, until we the people construct the exits, are trapped. So Barack is, in the limited sense just described, at the helm of a mechanism that eats health and spits out death. And this is the machine that all of us who do not want to see its priorities established for the globe are wrestling with. When they put that man with a gun in that elevator with Barack at the CDC, they were letting him know, we can take you out at any time. The only thing that holds them back is their suspicion that in this moment of such widespread awakening, such a move could blow back big time on them.